Hello and welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Scatter Fleming. Today's episode, it's going to be a good one. I want to help paint a new picture for you to help you see debt in a new light and in a new way. I want to help show you it in this new way so that hopefully it can help you get out of debt or help you help people get out of debt and hopefully stay out of debt. So what are the money talking points for today's episode? Well, the first one is, how is debt bad for me? And the second one is, can debt be good for me? So keep those 2 points in mind as we go through today's episode. But with all that, let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It's a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk with Skylar Fleming to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have time to research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money, so let's get talking. So debt can come in many forms. It can be very intimidating. It can also seem super overwhelming. And that's just where I want to start at in today's episode with that kind of base viewpoint, is that debt can be very overwhelming and it can come in many shapes and sizes. But debt can also help you accomplish things. It can be a good tool and your resource. It can help you get into a house that you may otherwise never be able to save up enough money for to buy all at once, given your current situation. But debt can also weigh you down. It can drag you down. And it can burden you, it can leave you feeling heartbroken, despair, and uncertain of where to go because you're just straddled by so much debt. It can be something that's very dangerous. I want to elaborate on that especially. I want to elaborate on the impact real quick that debt can have on you. So let's talk about that next. So debt can weigh you down, like I was saying. Let's elaborate on that. Credit card debt lasts a very, 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 very long time if you are only making the minimum payment. And payday loans can and very likely will ruin your life. They will leave you in a situation that is just too difficult to naturally get out of. It takes a lot of hard work to get out from underneath the weight and destruction the payday loans cause because they're not made to pay off. Like, credit cards aren't made to pay off. They're made for you to always make minimum payments and just spend, and line the bank's pockets with all the money they can make off of credit cards. They're not made for you to like take advantage of and use for a good way in your life, which is unfortunate because it can leave you in a very hard situation. It can weigh you down a lot when you're continually battling paying down debt, paying off debt, or just dealing and managing with debt. Mortgages help you afford something that you can't because it can be super helpful, might help you speed up certain purchases, especially a house. Or remodeling a house, something that you need to do. Mortgages can be, or houses can be a good opportunity for an emergency savings potentially if you're in that kind of a financial situation. But it can also turn into something that's harmful and overwhelming because if there's a constant need or a desire or a rush for everyone to own homes, it might land someone in a situation that's not best for their financial situation because maybe renting is better for your financial situation. But the push for mortgages can be something that burdens and weighs down people. And overall, I hope you can see that debt can be something that's a huge burden. And the saying is that borrower is slave to the lender. And I saw this a lot in my job at a credit union when COVID first started. Because unfortunately, you sign a document when you, I guess not unfortunately, it's part of the agreement. You sign a document that says you promise to pay back at a certain term and rate. And that's the agreement. So then something happens that's hard for everybody. And do I think that lenders should have some sort of maybe a little bit of a balance between giving people a little bit of an easier time when stuff is challenging versus sticking to the agreement? Probably, because it's not really fair when there's situations outside your control. But also at the same time, it's possible to plan for those situations that are outside of your control with emergency savings, making sure you're not overspending, making sure you're not maxing out every single one of your credit cards. So there's also a balance from like the bank side. So I don't want to sit here and say that you're a bad person if you couldn't pay your loans during COVID and that banks were in the right, because there was a lot of hard things that went into that, but also it's part of an agreement that's signed. And that's where debt can be extremely burdensome and where debt can weigh you down and give you many sleepless nights because you don't know what you're going to do when it comes to paying for your debt. So let's talk about changing your mindset around debt and how to use slash implement this new mindset. Let's talk about that next. So the stuff that I'm telling you, well, guess what? The only people who really profit and profit big time off of debt are the banks, especially with payday loans and credit cards. Those are obviously the two worst kinds of debt. There's all those other kinds of debt like student loans, car loans, auto loans, motorcycle loans, RV loans, any sort of loan on some sort of a collateral, a mortgage, and personal loans. And the banks make those loans to make money. They run the calculations and say, will this loan make us money? Yes. Even if someone's they're good at paying back the money, they may not make as much money as someone who's always making the minimum payment. Like if you're paying things off quicker, the bank makes less money. But it's still money they're making, and there's going to be a balance between people who rack up fees and interest and pay those off and make the bank a lot of money versus people who are maybe making the bank a little less money than they projected because they pay their loans off early. But if you don't know the interest rate on your credit cards, which is likely variable, then you need to figure that out now. Look at your credit card statements, and if you've never looked at a credit card statement, that's probably one of the first primary focal points of concern. Is if you've never looked at a credit card statement, you may not know what's on there, subscriptions especially. Maybe there's fraudulent charges that you don't know about. But look at the credit card interest rate. It's very likely very high and scary high. And often credit card statements will come with a little segment in them showing you that if you were to make the minimum payment for the rest of forever, how long it would take you to pay off that credit card. And that's not even considering adding more expenses to the credit card. You may never pay off your credit card if you're only making the minimum payment. That's just a matter of fact, which is unfortunate. So if you have a hard time saving 10% because it's likely you're spending 10% or more giving it to the credit card companies. You're just giving 19 to 28% of your payment is going to interest. Think about where that money could go. Think about the savings that you could do with that extra money. Sure, it's a small amount because you're only making small monthly payments, but over time that adds up. And if that 19 to 30% is now back in your pocket because you're not paying it in credit card interest, imagine the extra savings you could do with that. It's a really big deal. And it's something that I think you should consider. Consider taking your credit card interest and then considering how much money is going towards interest and consider what you could do with that money. Because the money going towards interest is just money you're just giving to the credit card company for the sake of saying, hey, thanks for letting me spend my money before I had it and I could pay you back later. Credit card debt helps nobody except the companies whose names are on the card. That is it. Credit card debt is not a tool to help you in your financial life. And I know there will be situations where emergencies come out. And if you have the understanding of credit cards where an emergency comes up that it is probably practical to use a credit card, then I trust that you're doing fine in your financial life. But you may not, if you don't understand credit cards, then it could be a very dangerous tool to play with. Credit cards are not for everyone because carrying credit card debt is not a good idea. It's just dangerous and it weighs you down, drags you down. Credit card companies want their money back. They're going to get their money back and they're going to hound you for it. And then eventually you'll get sent to collections. That'll make the rest of your life harder with a low credit score because unfortunately we have to kind of build our life around this magical credit score number when it comes to the financial world. So credit card debt helps nobody except the names of who's on the card. Visa, MasterCard, Citibank, Chase Bank, Wells Fargo, those companies are the people who want you to stay in credit card debt. And the people who are going to say, oh, just put it on your credit card. Just get your store credit card because it's easy to finance it right now. And we'll give you a nice little discount right now because we know you're going to carry debt for the rest of forever on that credit card and never pay it off. So avoid credit card debt at all costs. But I have a couple questions. I want to talk about the money talking points. So let's cover that next. All right, the first money talking point was how do I get out of debt? Well, the main thing that I always tell people if they want to get out of debt is build a plan and stick to it. Stick to it hardcore. Build a plan around your minimum payments and then find whatever extra money you can and just write down where you're going to shovel that towards, whether it's your highest interest card or your lowest balance, whether you want to do the debt avalanche or the debt snowball. And if you have more questions on what those two are, please shoot me an email or message me on social media and I'd be happy to cover it with you. But it's not going to happen overnight. Getting into debt can happen overnight, which is unfortunate because you can just spend and spend and spend and max out your credit cards, but it's going to take time and money and effort and probably a whole lot of emotions to get out of credit card debt. And it's something that's not going to happen quickly. So if I were to have this conversation with you about how do I get out of debt, I would say set your budget around the minimum payments, require yourself to make those so that your credit score stays intact. Then figure out your needs, your four walls, the things you have to pay for, the things you need to get like food, shelter, transportation to your job, and those sort of things, clothing. And then look at the extra money you have that you spend on wants and things like that, and figure out how you can shovel that towards your credit card debt. Because that's how you're going to get out of credit card debt. You can't make the minimum payments and expect to get out of credit card debt. Unless you never make another purchase on that credit card ever again, which it'll eventually happen if you're only making minimum payments, but it's going to take forever. So make sure you're shoveling extra money. If you're serious about getting out of debt, it's going to take just giving some money back to the banks. Because if you think about it, I know getting out of debt can seem hard because it's like, where is my money going? It's just going into this imaginary bank account with the credit card company. But if you think about it, on credit cards, there's a lot of stuff that you've bought over time. And if you try to get out of debt quickly, it's just paying for those things all at once, like what likely should have been done in the beginning, is paying for those things when you bought them. And paying for all of the things you've bought on a credit card quickly all at once can seem very overwhelming because you're like, what am I getting for this money? But you've already got the things that you've got with that money with the credit card. So getting out of debt can be tricky. Make sure you set a plan. The next money talking point that I want to talk about is, can debt be good? And yes, I think some debt can be. I'm not going to take the stance of all debt's bad or avoid all debt. I would generally say if you don't understand it, avoid it. But I think that goes with more things than just debt. But debt can help you reach your goals in life. You just have to understand how it works, like I was saying, and make sure that you're in control of it and not the other way around. And let's talk about a mortgage. This is the one place where everyone will say it's okay to get debt. But what if you don't understand a mortgage? What if you don't understand how house taxes work or house insurance and all that stuff and how you can pay for it through some types of mortgages accounts? I don't even completely understand mortgages, so I'm not going to pretend to understand all of it. But if you don't understand all of it, it can leave you in a tricky situation when there's something in your mortgage, in your 15 to 30 year commitment that you don't understand and you're now saddled with because the bank maybe swindled you or something with a little bit of a tricky wording on something, or the way something's done isn't the way you would have liked it to be done. And now you have to pay to refinance or something like that. A mortgage can be extremely debilitating, just like any other type of debt, if you don't understand it. If you don't understand how credit cards work, you may find yourself just in a ton of debt and you don't know what to do other than make the minimum payment. And then you finally realize after forever that there was some way to pay to avoid interest. Some people don't even know that. They think the only amount you can pay on a credit card is the minimum balance, or you can never really avoid interest, that you have to carry interest in order to improve your credit card, your credit score. The good news is you don't ever have to pay credit card interest to improve your credit score and to get credit card rewards. But some debt can be good. Overall, I'd say just make sure you understand the debt. That's the main thing. If you don't understand the debt you're getting into, odds are very high that it's going to take control of you and burden you and overwhelm you, and it's not going to be fun. So I hope that helped shift your mindset a little bit on debt today, but let's wrap up this episode next. Overall, avoid payday loans, of course, and credit card debt at all costs. It's the worst for your financial life. And be sure to be careful about how you take out debt and make sure you understand what you're signing. That's the main takeaways that I would have from this episode, is just make sure you understand what you're getting into. If you don't understand the debt you're getting into or how your debt currently works, please shoot me an email. I'd love to sit down and talk with you about it and go over some sort of a debt payoff plan or some sort of a debt strategy to figure out how you're using your debt and how it can help you best. If you know someone who has been asking financial questions, please point them my way. I'd be happy to sit down and chat with them. As always, I'd be happy to help you build the debt payoff plan. My email's in the show notes. Please shoot me an email if you have any questions or message me on social media. If you could please share today's episode with someone, that would be awesome. It's the best way to help this podcast grow. And we are growing. Our per episode listens is going up and our overall listens is climbing and climbing, which is really exciting. But thank you for listening to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.